installation scheme standpoint? Next week, a continuation of what you've been doing, or to use Minicamp to kind of start over in some areas or review things?
It's going to be more for us. It's going to probably be more review. In other words, we'll probably go offense versus defense, more like a game-like situations where now that everything, like today, we finished up a goal line, 4 minute. We covered a lot of the other situations. So now we feel like we've covered about everything situationally. So now I think the next few days, next week, when we get a chance to start minicamp, it'll be more competing against each other, offense versus defense, and mix in all the different special categories like that, like a game, like the flow of a game. So then now everything is in. The players have been around enough for twice. We've probably installed it twice now. So starting next week when we get going, we'll pretty much be like a game plan type week.
And all the talk about changing the offense and changing the playbook, in layman's terms, what are you guys doing differently than maybe it's been done the last couple of years?
You start with terminology, just like you learn a language. The simpler you can make it, the better it is to communicate. So I think we did a lot of that. And we've done that before when I was a line coach. I mean, there'd be times where you just realize plays are too long. There's too many words. There's easier ways to do things. So I think we spent a lot of time this offseason fixing that, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So I think that helps. Things are quicker. You're not looking at reading a wristband as much, so you can actually take control of the huddle. So it's a different feel that way. As far as plays go, I think it's just the person calling the plays is a lot different as far as what you're trying to accomplish as far as the run game, the play action game. So I think it's, are we going to do some things differently? Yeah, we were showing plays today that we hadn't run in 2-3 years, some play action stuff we like. So you're mixing in things that you really like. So people won't know until they watch us play how different it is. It'd be just a matter of having success and staying on the field. So, it's not crazy where we're doing all that. We're starting over like these guys learning something totally new. Obviously, football is not that different. Just like when a college kid comes in here, it's a lot more. It's a different type of learning, but it's still football. You still got to tackle these guys, catch the ball. So you just don't make it too complicated. And I think we've made things a lot easier for them.
Mike, you said start OTAs. You're going to spend more time working with the offensive line. How's that going?
It's gone well. It's I've managed my time as far as being involved with their meetings, the breakdown meetings. Last year I didn't do as much of that. I kind of moved around the building and was in all the meetings, defense, special teams. So I kind of cut back on some of that with my time and spent pretty much was with the offense the whole way with in Bruce's meetings with the O-line and the installation meetings on the field. So the field's not quite as hard because once I get through individual and the individual talent, the players, now you're really in team activities and I can kind of run the practice like I always do. So. It's been good. So just kind of each stage is kind of figuring out how best way I can fit in and help with Bruce, help with the offensive side of the ball. And so far, I think it's working well.
Fitzpatrick came here with a clear expectation of being the backup to Jake. Have you seen exactly, or how much of what you've seen from him is exactly what you wanted, and why does he fit that role, you think?
Well, I think he understands it coming in, so it takes some of that out of the equation as far as, I mean, he's going to compete, he's going to play hard, he's going to want to do his best. I mean, those guys know how to push each other. You're still going to have guys competing against each other, but we know ultimately that Jake's going to be the starter, so I think that's out of the way, that's off the table. And I think after that, he's learning what we're doing too. I mean, he's probably the most learning for him of the quarterbacks because obviously Jake's been here. He knows the coaches, the coordinator, and he knows kind of what we've been doing for the most part, so. But you see him in there when you put something in, he has a lot of input on maybe a different way to do something, or, hey, Jake, look at this, or you may want to, here's a tip on this. So I think he's been very helpful that way, which we thought he would be because of, he's been a starter in the league for a while. So he's still helping that way as he's learning himself. So I think it's been nice that they've been a good fit for each other. I think they both understand the roles. I think they compete out here that way, but they're helping each other quite a bit. So it's what we hoped to be. I mean, he's a pro. We knew that, so we knew that Ryan would be a great fit for Jake.
I was going to say O'Donnell was sort of that to McNair for a little while, too. That's sort of an underrated aspect of what a backup quarterback can be.
I think so. I think Kerry Collins played a little bit of a role like that, too, for a while. So, I think it's you want to have a guy in here that's like that. He understands the situation. It's not that he feels that he could do a better job or, hey, if I was out there, I'm sure competitively you always want to feel like you're the best player, I mean, no matter what position you're playing. So I think you're going to see Ryan work him. He works hard in 2 minutes. He moves the team well. He handles the no-huddle well. He's very comfortable in a lot of those situations. And some of those situations, Jake doesn't have as much experience as he does, and that's where I think he can be a lot of help of how to think of, this concept. Hey, Jake, look at it this way. Here's another way of looking at it. I think it's the same way in the offensive line room. I mean, when Bruce and I are teaching, you want players like a Michael Roos or someone that's been here to say, hey, here's what coach is saying. You may want to do this, and here's another way to look at it. Oh, okay. So you want coaches among your players, and I think he's one. He fits that role where he's going to do a good job helping. I think helping with the offense, helping Dowell, Loggins, and helping Ragone. I mean, he'll be a help. Those guys, quarterbacks, speak up now. They don't keep things quiet. If they think there's a better way, they're going to question it. But they'll go along with what we decide to do. But it's been good.
Mike, is it the same scenario as when Hasselbeck was here? The only way the backup can see the
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's yeah. I mean, Jake's gonna be the guy, and that's not even, you know, a topic anymore. So, yeah. I mean, we're happy with what we have, like we've been saying about what Ryan brings to the whole situation. But as far as who's starting, it's obviously Jake.
You guys work a few more mobility drills for Jake today, maybe than in past days. Or?
No, I just think we're giving stuff, again, it's both sides. The defense wants to see a lot of boots and a lot of actions and a lot of stuff because we see so much of that in our division. Houston does so much of it. So, I mean, they're asking. We kind of help each other out quite a bit in practice, too, knowing that our defense needs to see certain things. And so you're going to see us work on it, but it's things we're going to do anyway. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to see us moving the pocket, moving them around, changing them up quite a bit. I think last year we got limited a little bit because of his health and what he was doing. So, yeah, I think we think there's a lot of things we can be doing. We're working on a lot of different concepts. I think we're getting a good feel for what the players are good at and what they can digest, and, you know, between the O-line and the tight ends and the receivers. So it's been good work for us.
Mike, how do you envision the Chris Johnson, Sean Green 1-2 punch working?
You know, that to me is one of those things that plays out week by week. You don't really have a plan on the fact that you're happy you have these two type of runners. I think it's going to allow us to do a lot of things that we'd like to do. It's in the run game and in protection and in the pass game. So you have two guys that are you can count on. Two guys are going to push each other. Again, just like the quarterback thing, there's no doubt that CJ is our starter. CJ is our guy. We think CJ is our guy that can score anytime he touches the football. Yeah, but we think that now, I think even CJ realizes that, you know, that Sean could come in and really help him out, help our offense out, and do some things that, you know, now they're getting to know each other and see how it fits, that it's not going to limit his reps. He's still going to touch the ball quite a bit. So it gives us a chance as an offensive schematically in certain games, and maybe a time where we want to take something over in a different way, or we may have three tight ends out there and want to hammer away, and maybe we keep Sean on there for more plays in the first or second quarter. So it just gives us a lot more flexibility with what we can do and things for the defense to be, you know, be concerned about.
In terms of
it definitely for me it is, because again, he has stayed healthy. They both are two guys that have stayed pretty healthy their careers. They both understand the game. They're not young kids. You know, for running backs, they're probably old men to some degree, even though they still look very fresh out here, and they bring a different style to the game. So we're not really limited. Like, we can't say, well, CJ can't do this or he can't do that. We pretty much can do a lot of the same things. Protection-wise, pass protect, you know, catching balls. So, obviously, one has more speed than the other. But other than that, I mean, we're thrilled to have two that have stayed healthy that we can count on going into the season.
What are your thoughts been on the burner experiment so far? Free safety, you likely to stick with that?
Yeah, I think we'll keep. I think Greg and Jerry are the DB coaches are moving those guys around. I think we got some good versatility. We always thought Vern is a very athletic, which allows us to be more versatile with him. If we feel is a better fit by putting someone else in there, moving him to a spot where he can help us win games or matchups for a particular Sunday. So, yeah, I think you're going to see us continue to move that group around and find depth and find out, okay, when you start thinking about the roster, how many guys do you keep and who helps you on special teams and how can we move these guys around if so-and-so gets hurt. So, yeah, I mean, I think we'll be doing that with him and other guys.
Has he taken pretty quickly to learning that?
It's different. I mean, I think he said himself, you know, all of a sudden he's looking on both sides of the ball. It's instead of being locked into one side. So I think it's just like any position when you move, it just getting comfortable with your vision and your thinking and what's happening around you and where your help's coming from. But, yeah, I think he'll be – I mean, it's hard. You know, this is one phase that I'm sure he's feeling better about, but now you get into the next phase, and once we get to camp, and we'll see how that goes.
What position group on offense and defense have you been most pleased with so far?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. I just think that just been happy with everyone, really. I think the competition's been good. I mean, I think the O-line's been good because the young guys have gotten a lot of reps because we've had guys not practicing. I can go on. I think the tight ends, the running backs, the D-line's been working well. The linebackers are competing. So I just think it's been a good camp where it's been pretty consistent in all spots where we did what we said we did. We brought in players we thought can compete and push each other. I think we're seeing that in almost every spot. And that's brought the energy, I think, level up in practice. And then as you go from practice to practice, I think you see these guys starting to believe in, hey, you know what, we got some good players here. We like what we're doing. Yeah. This stuff looks pretty good on tape, and we're watching tape now. And so I think that adds to the excitement and the competition. So it's all kind of working our direction, and we thought it would this time of year. Now it's just finishing this thing strong next week and come back in the fall improving it.
Is anything a concern?
Just you're always concerned about health. I mean, other than that, I think we have all the pieces to the puzzle are here, I think, for the most part, assuming everything stays healthy. So I think it's just the guys with the little nicks. You know, I mentioned the old line, having Stewart not practicing, Levitre not practicing, Roos out for the last week or two. So you want to get your guys back, and even though nobody has a bad injury, You still want to get everyone healthy. So I think it's just that, just concerned that we come back in July and we're all ready to go. And it seems appears to be that we will be. And again, we're not going into the month of July wondering, man, well, we need to find this guy. We have a hole here, a hole there, a hole there. And we got holes filled. We just got to find out how good we can be and how well we play together.
Anybody you expect them to return for the camp next week that hasn't been out there regularly this week?
I think the linemen will pretty much do. I mean, Roos could be a guy that comes back and does more than he's been doing. Again with his back, and I think the Levitre and Stu, I think we're just going to keep them with individual drills mainly, I would think. I'm trying to think, that'd probably be it. I mean, I think probably Stu, he'd be the only one, because everything else is kind of, I don't know who else is even not practicing, but everyone else, Martin's back in there now doing everything. The D-line looks like we're in pretty good shape there. Linebackers, we've had everybody, so that's been good. Secondary's been pretty solid, so yeah. I mean, other than Markell Martin, he won't be back. Hunter probably won't do anything with the hamstring. I think Brandon will be, the tight end will be back. He should practice next week, I would think.
I'm just going to ask you your thoughts on Rusty and Enderle. Is there a competition there? Does Rusty definitely have the upper?
No, I think they, unfortunately, this time of year, they're not getting a lot of chance to compete. We're limited in the practice time, so. We obviously want Jake getting as much work as he needs. And then when you have a Ryan Fitzpatrick's here for the first time, he needs all the other reps that Jake doesn't get. So really not real concerned with those two getting a lot of the reps now. And then we've been a little lean at the receiver with guys missing a day here and there. So we've kind of stayed away from doing three teams working. We're kind of alternating more. So they'll have plenty of time in training camp for both of them too. I mean, we know what roster can do, and we'll let those guys compete more when we get back for the summer camp.
And what, if anything, changes mini camp next week as opposed to what you've been doing?
Not a whole lot. I mean, you can't do anything more on the field than you're seeing. We're allowed to do a little bit. We can spend more time on the field if we'd like. I don't know that it will really make a big difference there. I mean, maybe a little more time here or there. But I think so that goes. We can meet a little bit more, so we're allowed to have them in the building a little longer. But I don't think a lot's going to change that way. It'll be real similar. I think it's more of what we're going to focus on practice-wise that'll be different than it's been now that everything we talked earlier. Now that really most of our stuff is in on both sides of the ball, we can kind of compete against each other a little bit more than we have been.
How's Mookie Johnson been since he came back? And is he same type player he was when he was here before? Or?
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, he's what we want at that body size. Out here it's hard. I mean, he's doing what he's asked to do. We can't have guys pushing guys into the quarterback and tackling the back. So the big guys are a little more limited in what they can do physically. Because we want them to get their fits, use their hands, and then kind of pull back. He's done a good job of. But now he's what we thought he would. Looking forward to all those guys competing, him and Sammy Hill and him and Mike Martin and Casey and those guys battling in there with Chance and with Swanky and Fernando and that whole group. So I think that's going to be good competition for them.